I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. So the Soutina Nation's annual celebration is coming up, and it looks like it's going to be quite a weekend. I was reading that this is the 50th year for the powwow?
It is, in this location.
Wow. Well, let's talk about what you've got lined up for the powwow.
So the powwow is a three-day event. It'll start Friday at 6 p.m. The youth powwow is actually in the morning.
Okay.
And then our powwow starts at 6.
So grand entry's at 6. Gotcha. Okay.
Yep, and then we run two sessions on Saturday, and then one session on Sunday afternoon.
Is this a competition powwow?
Yes, it is.
It is, eh? So it's going to be quite a weekend. Are you getting people coming from all over?
Yes, we always get lots of people from all over the place, and this year I don't think we have any competing powwows. That'd be pretty full.
I guess I can make it kind of tough when there's another powwow going on somewhere else. All of a sudden, people have to decide, okay, which one do I want to go to?
That's what we ran into last year and years before.
And the rodeo, when does that get going? On the Friday, or does that go right through the weekend?
Yes, the rodeo is the same. So we have the rodeo, the slack on Thursday, and we have the Friday evening performance, and then the Saturday afternoon performance, and then Sunday will be the top 10.
And then you've got the youth rodeo going on as well. Is mutton busting a part of the youth rodeo?
Yes, we have the youth rodeo on Wednesday on the 26th.
Okay.
And it is.
Oh, yeah, mutton busting's always fun because the parents seem to love it, but the kids, they usually get up crying because they've gone headfirst into the dirt.
Tie your kid on and throw them with the kid.
It's always. I remember years ago watching one, and right at the very end where the kids were trying to get to was a giant mud puddle, and those sheep would stop right at the mud puddle, and the kids would go flying right into it. Gosh, did I laugh. And, everybody's laughing, and then a kid would get up. Let's talk about the golfing and the slow pitch and the hand games. This is a big, big weekend with a lot of planning going on.
It is. It is. The golfing, the practice rounds run on Friday, Thursday. Yeah, it's a singles tournament. So it runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then Sunday's the final at our beautiful Redwood Golf Course.
Oh, very nice. Tough course?
Yeah, it's a tough course. It's gone through some renovations. We got all new greens in there. Very beautiful.
Sounds like the kind of course where I'd toss a few clubs into the drink because I stink at golf. Now, if anybody wants some information, maybe they want to register for the powwow, the rodeo, the golf, the slow pitch, the hand games, can they still do that?
Yes. So there's, I believe you shared all of our posters.
Yeah.
So you have our posters on your website.
You betcha.
The rodeo is an all-Indian open rodeo. So if you present your First Nation status card or your Métis card, you're able to enter. Usually it's closed off to just Indigenous. Now that we're open, and you don't have to be sanctioned with the INFR or other associations, it's open. So our poster is on your website, so you can enter through there. Entries are July 13 to 15. And yeah, it's all on your poster.
The posters pretty much have everybody's email address and all that stuff on it, so that's probably the best place to go to.
We have the hand games as well. The hand games tournament, so there's lots going on over the weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like a weekend you won't want to miss. The Soutina Nation's annual celebration, July 28th through the 30th at the Redwood Fairgrounds. And Wendy, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.